Welcome back to the Step Back Jays podcast. We got Jared Jorgensen, myself. We've got
Josiah Jorgensen, myself.
And
Joel Jorgensen, as himself.
All right, very good. So all of us are here tonight. This is February 2nd, 2019, a Saturday night.
2019.
Right, yeah, we're back. It's been a long hiatus.
Same us.
As you can tell, this, if you understand what day this is, it's the day before the Super Bowl. So from the beginning of our football in August 26th, when scrimmages happened, to now, we've been off. It's been football all the time.
Football season, got to concentrate.
Focus on your team. Everything else is a distraction.
So how was that, Joel? You've been engaged now as part of during the football season. Was that a distraction to be engaged while this is happening?
No, because Michelle got, well, her job is in D.C., so she doesn't come back till late at night. I don't come back till late at night, so, and we don't live together, so it's not that big of a deal. So it's not like she's back on a Tuesday and like, where are you?
Do you have to do any, have you guys done any wedding planning then?
Plenty of wedding planning.
So isn't that distracting while you're coaching football?
Yeah, but I mean, it's so far out that it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, right now, you know, she told me after the season, she's like, all right, we got to buckle down. And I was like, all right. So, it's fair.
Have you buckled down?
Yeah. I got my groomsmen in order. I was about to buy a suit to try it out. And then she said, oh, hold up, because I don't like the colors now. So, who knows?
Okay. So you don't have your groomsmen in order because we don't know the colors yet?
I know all my groomsmen.
Oh, you mean...
I asked them who was going to be my groomsmen. We got to save the dates out.
How many groomsmen are you having?
So it's you four, my four brothers, Step Back Jays, and Teachers Purgatory podcast guys.
Hey, we don't discuss them on the
Teachers Purgatory. And then my two friends from college, Cam McClovich and Brendan Cathcart.
Okay.
Yeah?
Which friend is higher than the other?
They're the same.
They're the same.
Are they walking down with each other?
No, we're still figuring out the order. I think we have it mostly planned out, so...
Okay.
It's basically like who gets to walk Cristiano down, and or maybe no one does. Maybe no one does.
Is it uneven then? If no one does,
no, everyone has someone to walk down.
Oh, you're just making a joke.
But I have two best men. Josiah right here is one of the best men.
So my 1A or 1B?
Yeah, there's some controversy about that.
You're number one, and Isaac's A.
That doesn't make sense. But
yeah, I know it doesn't make sense. Coach Dom used to do that with the wide receiver group. When we had the starters, they'd throw with me and sometimes the backup quarterback. And then we had... And they were called Group 1. And then the backup guys who stuck were called Group A. And then they threw like the third string in the backup.
Doesn't matter what you call them. You know where
He's
you
like,
stand.
This is Group A.
So you're saying that Josiah was A, Group A?
He's 1.
Oh, he's 1. So Isaac is Group A. He's
a Group A.
He sucks.
No. I'm not Coach Dom.
You just equated it to Coach Dom.
I'm just using a tactic that he used, but I'm not necessarily using it the same way.
No one knows how you're using it.
Exactly, except for me.
So wedding planning, you've got your groomsmen.
Yep, I have two best men, she has two, what are they called?
Maid of honors?
Maid of honor.
Matron? Yeah. Matrons or
she
mates?
Has two?
Yeah, she has two and I have two.
Both her sisters?
Or no, one's her friend, one's her younger sister.
She has an older sister, though.
But
right?
She does have two sisters, correct?
So why did you buck the trend of brothers having only their younger brothers being the best men?
Because I feel close to both of my brothers that are one's above me, one's below me.
Yeah, I feel really great right now. I'm above you too.
Yeah, but I'm closer with those brothers.
So you can't pick one.
No, I really can't. To be honest. I feel like I grew closer with Josiah after college, actually. And then in college, I was
close.
Oh, come
on. You guys were really close before college. You had to share a room for...
We were, but...
We were...
But you didn't mature yet.
Yeah. I'd say...
Now, the famous story of Josiah and Joel's relationship, has this kept you guys back from only Josiah being the best man because he put a deer leg in your bed when you were sleeping, Godfather style?
No. I mean, we can get into that, but that's not what kept us back, no.
Just kept him back, you mean?
No, I think maturity would definitely be from both ends, really. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him, but...
Is it because Josiah has
immature,
a place downtown Baltimore
I think
where
in
you
high
can
school,
go and party?
No, I think in high school...
That has rarely happened.
I think in high school we were both immature.
Right.
And we weren't that close until, I believe, like, my end of my senior year in college. And then we, like, hashed some stuff out, and we became a lot closer. And then after college, you know, I didn't really have as many friends.
Right.
Except your high school buddies, and, you know, you're still not always hanging out with them. And then I became closer with Josiah then.
Mm-hmm. It's a fair statement.
Fair statement. And then me and Isaac, you know, ever since I went to college, we were always tight. And you go through the same experiences together.
Right.
You just automatically become tight.
Okay. All right. Well, Josiah, if you need help with best man activities...
Don't ask me.
Josiah is too lazy to be a best man, maybe.
No.
We talked about this on Sunday when you weren't there.
Oh.
He's like, why doesn't he just make Isaac best man? This is ridiculous. Why just make Isaac best man?
You don't want it?
It wasn't that I didn't want it. It was your statements to me.
Those don't count.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
In an inebriated state. And what else was it? Oh, Isaac is, I guess, in charge of the whole bachelor party right now. And I didn't know it either. But he's
maybe, just, maybe he's that. Just giving effort and you're not.
See, that's what I was saying. He's too lazy to be the best man.
I obviously don't know what it entails.
Yeah.
And no one has.
That's true.
No one
I didn't know what it entails.
No, no one told us what you're supposed to do as best man.
No one has ever told me any pointers. I have four older brothers who have three of them have been best man, and no one has told
me
anything.
No. I've never been best man. Ever.
It's because you're the oldest brother.
I said three of them have been best mans.
There's only two.
Best men.
David, Isaac, and Joel
have all been best men. Joel was best man at Isaac's. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And no one has told me anything of pointers.
Well, Joel didn't know either. And neither did David.
Isaac, no one's helping anyone
Isaac
out.
Told me
as usual.
Did you do your own bachelor party, though?
No, Dad did. David at that time was still running that laser tag company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We still play laser tag.
And
though.
We played laser tag at the church because David had no clue what to do.
I didn't know what to do.
He was supposed to throw a bachelor party. I didn't know he was supposed to throw a bachelor party.
I didn't either. I just knew that was my responsibility, and I was like, "All right, this is what I'm going to do."
What'd you do for Isaac's bachelor
party? We went to the casino.
We went to the casino. We had Josh
Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's right. So Dad pretty much had to go too, right?
Dad paid for it.
Yeah, because Dad wants to be involved all the time.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure we're not too crazy. So I was like, fine, we'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and then we'll go to the casino from there. It was like Dad, Uncle Jim, whatever, Uncle Jeff maybe. And then
it was Uncle Jeff.
They were there for Buffalo Wild Wings, and we all went to... We also went back here.
Rudy
came. We came here first, and then we went to the casino.
Then we went to the casino, then we went to downtown Baltimore, and then we just came back. But did we play golf the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we played golf the next day. And I was like, I don't know what else to do. In Baltimore.
I guess you still need to have a conversation with what you want to
because,
do.
Because,
yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of things, but I don't know. We'll see.
So bachelor party talk will commence at another time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get an update next podcast.
Hopefully I'll know more information. But yeah.
What you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you can just Google it.
I have an idea, but it's just a lot, and I don't want it to be a lot and all that stuff. So...
Well, you want your college friends to be able to come.
Yeah, and I have friends from out of state.
In order for them to come, they got to come for a good reason, right?
Exactly. I want to make it, like, fun for the whole weekend.
Yeah, and it's in a...
For them.
And the wedding is at a place that we don't have home field advantage. Don't know what's there.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking doing a bachelor party, like, the week of the wedding.
Oh,
like, we usually do.
That's because...
Like,
just
a random weekend.
He wants his friends here, so he wants to...
I want to do, like,
friends,
a random weekend.
If your friends come
May.
To the wedding, that's when they take off. That's when they're available.
Well, I mean, they can take off twice.
What?
Like, that's the whole thing. Like, all right, so basically, the Preakness has been thrown out there. I've never been. My friends are like, they want to come down. So, I don't know. Think about that. It's a lot of money. It's a big commitment. So, think about that. Think about a different weekend. I don't know. I don't know if I want it to be low-key or like, hey, let's go to the Preakness on Saturday and try to survive and then get my friends to come to church the next morning. Like... That's why it's like.
I vote for Norfolk.
Well,
your
good
vote.
Thing, good
yeah.
thing your vote is one vote. And it doesn't really matter to me.
It will stay my vote.
Yeah.
We should. Do we have a Twitter? A Step Back Jay's
we
Twitter?
We do have a Step Back Jay's Twitter.
All right, well, let's put some polls out there and get that thing going. All right.
Yeah, that's going to really be popping.
Get all five votes. Get all five votes.
I'll get some people following.
Sure.
Okay.
You can manage the
three of the votes
no,
are here.
I don't want to manage any
All right. So we did discuss football. Highlights from the football season. Josiah, start with you.
With me?
Yeah. What was your highlight for the football season?
I'm not even a coach. You guys are both coaches.
That's why we'll go to you first.
You're a fan. You like football.
I had a fun time watching the Seahawks. They surprised me this year. Have a great future. I'm pretty happy with them. Had a great time watching my brother's coach teams, which is a great lead-in one of you guys to talk.
Good lead-in.
You did come to one of my... Were you on the sidelines for one of our games?
I was on JV the sidelines for a JV McDonough-St. Francis game where every McDonough kid was petrified.
This is the famous St. Francis that got national headlines for...
But it was their JV team.
No, they still play varsity.
Way bigger than
they got national headlines because of kids in the Maryland, or sorry, schools in the Maryland area would not play the school anymore because they were just so much better than everybody else. And for player safety, they cited reasons. So they automatically won their conference and played an independent schedule, and that was a story, and it became a national story because St. Francis says it was due to racism. So therefore, news media outlets showed up. But you came to that game. The JV teams did play each other.
Yeah.
The varsity teams
JV
forfeited.
Ain't scared. JV ain't scared, but they were
Coach
actually
scared,
petrified.
My kids
the very first play of the game, all the linemen
so are you saying
basically
you
just
get your
allowed them.
It was the little Giants in like their first game. This is what it looked like.
It was so bad. But
so is that a reflection on coaching if they were too scared?
Hey.
No, I think it was a reflection on the mindset of those kids because on the sideline they had already lost the game. They were begging the other coach to tell the athletic director not to post the score of this game because they knew it was going to...
I still haven't posted it. I respected my kids' wishes.
Please don't post the
like
score.
Like
don't
that.
Tell anyone of how much we
you
lost
had your
by.
Players' backs. So I like
was
that.
It 56 to nothing at half in a JV game?
The worst
That's
part.
It's hard to score 56 points. In.
Not when you're playing my team.
No, how many quarters?
I was
many,
sick
how
as
long
a dog.
Is the minutes? 10? Or
yeah, Jared yeah. had the flu.
That's I was sick as a dog.
I
couldn't even hardly stand.
The flu.
And then the whole
There's
mindset
no
of McDonough football players, I couldn't grasp my head around it because they were all going to their benches, talking to their mothers, talking to their parents during the game while it's going on. And then some mother was yelling. One of these mothers were yelling at me because the water bottles weren't full enough. Because
you had one job, man. Do your job.
Her son was heat exhaustion, she was saying, but he was just too scared to go in, so he was like, oh, I'm too tired. I'm too hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that hot of a day. But yeah, I do know that, Joel. It was
maybe he had real heat. Exactly.
And then she kept yelling at me, and I said they're full, which they were every time. And I never filled them up.
Should have stood over this individual and squirted water on his neck the whole time.
If I had a water bottle, I would have squirted at her every single time. Because every time we walk by, these water bottles aren't full enough. Who's giving water to
my
kids?
That's pretty much a synopsis of the season of my coaching at the JV level. But we're hoping to get better next year. Let's get
see
better.
How many kids
maybe I'm
out.
Able to run a practice where we actually have 11 on 11. That's
you
got to
go
goal.
Recruit, man. You got to get in those halls.
As soon as you get somebody, they're playing varsity. Anybody good. So.
Well, I'm saying get numbers. Grab some kids.
I'm sure varsity has
you should just hang out in
more
the
freshman starters than varsity has ever had.
Probably true.
It was unbelievable. But yeah, and then Johns Hopkins, Joel, you guys made the...
National semifinals, the Final Four. Played Mount Union.
Yeah.
Tough game. We threw two pick sixes. Yeah. Scored on defense, and we ended up losing 28-20.
Yep.
Really good team. I thought our defense played the best game we've played all year.
First play.
And it was just one player trying to do too much. He was trying to make a play, and he was doing his job. But, you know, he's a sophomore. He's one of our best players. He made some plays later in the game. But overall, really proud of the guys. I mean, they were really good. Their defense was amazing.
You got that freshman inside linebacker, right?
Yes.
He was a beast that game.
He was. Proudly to say I recruited him. promising where the program is right now. We're happy with our guys for sure. We think we can get back there and compete at that level. So now I watched the national championship against Mary Hardin Baylor. Those kids are different. They're getting Division I transfers for a reason, and they beat Mount Union. So, but overall, great season, best season that Johns Hopkins has ever had. 12 wins, Final Four. So we're
right.
happy for our guys.
All right. Very good. Very good. I know a lot of Johns Hopkins fans listen to us, so
mm-hmm.
go Hop. Keep listening.
Prime boys, go Hop.
All right, so let's start off with some segments here. We got some new ones later on in the show. No interviews today, so unfortunately, getting back, we will hopefully get better guests and guests coming later down the line. All right, first segment is the Twitter game. So I'm gonna throw out one to you guys, and you guys can guess what it is. Take turns. First one is trending. Cheeseman. So it's spelled Cheeseman, but it's all one word.
Cheeseman.
Okay.
So it's
M-A-N?
Cheeseman. M-A-N. So Cheeseman.
Okay. Cheeseman. Okay.
You saw it. Take a crack at it first.
Cheeseman. All right. Nah, if you got something,
Cheeseman,
go ahead.
Is a superhero. It's playing on Disney Network right now. And his big rival is Ratatouille. And him and Ratatouille will be going at it. And the Cheese Man will win.
Some man built
defeat,
as cheese?
Defeat Ratatouille.
Disney Channel loves rivals.
Actually, it's a man. So it can't be like the cheese entity in itself. It's got to be like a guy dressed as a cheese block. Like a Green Bay Packers guy.
Cheese
with that head. Cheese. Defeating Ratatouille.
Oh,
I think Cheese Man. We got a lot of sports going on right now. We got a boxing event tonight and a couple basketball games. College basketball all night, all the time. I can't stand it until March Madness. However, Cheese Man probably dressed as a big Cheez-It and ran onto a court. I want to say ran.
Quality guess. Quality guess. Cheese Man is actually a boxer, so you're on the right track. And a couple of the tweets about Cheese Man was career damaging fight for this Cheese Man. Terrible tactics. Some Homer Simpson gifs of disappearing. Come on, Cheeseman's son. And some cursing. And yeah.
Some cursing.
I can't read those.
This is
there.
A PG
well,
podcast. That's for sure.
Here's another tweet. Why does Cheeseman keep putting his head into shots? So he didn't do very well tonight. Probably through the fight, maybe. All right.
Get
Joel,
Twitter,
you got
get
another one?
Bow Wow.
Why is Bow Wow trending?
Why is Bow Wow trending?
Bow Wow is trending because he. He's probably performing at NFL Honors tonight.
No.
And he's no longer Lil Bow Wow. He's actually grown up, so he doesn't want to be known as Lil Bow Wow. And he loves sports. Even though basketball was his favorite sport, because he used to dribble up and down that court. But it's now football.
What was his favorite play?
The alley-oop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who would know
created, created by Jackie Moon.
Yeah. By the way, the Jackie Moon... the gift playing last night from Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson. Keep throwing the ball inside, throw it outside, throw the ball inside.
That was so great.
They like play it side by side. And they got a shot clock violation. So that's my guess. Just out of your guess.
Bow Wow. I think he finally took the whole stance with, is it Nicki Minaj? No, Cardi B on our President of the United States. He probably made an Instagram Live. Or he could have done the whole...
Well, we still think it's the rapper Bow Wow, correct?
Yes, the rapper Bow Wow, yes. He could have done the whole... What's the guy's name who cross-dresses in...
RuPaul?
No. The rapper who cross-dresses in his, like, album covers.
Chris Cross?
Chris Cross.
His album cover?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. That's like
Prince?
A Tyler, the Creator? I don't know.
But...
I don't know.
No. It was a guy who... Not Tyler Scott. I forget, but he had some homosexual pornography going on in the background of his Instagram Live.
Jeez. You follow some weird stuff, man.
That is just news.
You need
that was Twitter
that
news.
You
do not follow Twitter news if you didn't know about
our,
that. That was
our,
about 2 years
our
ago.
Gen Z correspondent.
Maybe Bow Wow had some of that going on.
All right, so why is Bow Wow trending?
You actually think that's what you're going to have? Bow Wow got arrested.
Tyga.
No,
not tying it.
Altercation. And the picture is with a woman. So,
domestic abuse?
But the pictures are, she is, like, fine, her mugshot. His face, there are scratches all over his face.
Ooh.
Like, he, and then all the tweets are, Bow Wow took the L, hashtag UFC fight.
Notice I am not
people,
laughing for domestic
other
abuse.
People tweeting out justice for Bow Wow, even though he got arrested.
She didn't get arrested? That's a mugshot for her.
I think
they both
got arrested. But he definitely
just
my shot.
Justice for Bow
Wow. His face is messed up and hers is fine. So, yeah. Some pretty funny tweets about Bow Wow. All right, Josiah.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Come on. You got to have it pulled up.
Yeah. Why is Michael Jackson trending right now in the USA?
Ooh, I actually know this. I actually know the reason
why.
Yeah,
I know this too. There's the documentary out on Netflix about him.
Yeah,
right?
And it's really going to be really bad. And we're going to learn. Same thing to R. Kelly. People are going to stop playing R. Kelly. They're going to stop playing Michael Jackson.
I don't know if you can ever not play Ignition when you're at a party. It's unreal.
That will be probably on your wedding playlist.
For sure. But yeah, I'm not into watching any of this stuff. Like the Ted Bundy stuff, I don't watch.
I tried watching that, actually.
I had
turned it off
stuff.
Second episode.
But yeah, that's my guess. It's the Netflix or whatever, HBO thing.
It's
on
HBO.
Michael Jackson.
That's why he's trying.
You both agree?
Yeah.
You're both wrong.
Mm.
Virginia governor admits he darkened his face for a Michael Jackson
party. Oh, that's right.
Party.
Yes, elite.
Oh.
He had a racist photo come out of him.
Yeah,
can you say it wasn't
he was in blackface next to a Ku Klux Klan, I guess, party.
Jeez.
And
Virginia?
I discussed this with my roommates.
Charlottesville.
How long ago do you think that picture was taken? Or do you know?
Was he in college?
I don't know. That'd be
like
70s or
60s.
I don't know.
70s or 60s? It was in the 80s, about 84, 1984. That was not cool back then. I don't believe so. I mean, I wasn't alive, but I think blackface was a thing in the 40s.
Nah,
not really.
Before
the
80s. That.
40s civil rights movement around that time. All right.
Cool.
All right. Very good. So we got another segment here for us, a new one for us tonight, called On the Podium Pressers. So what we're going to do, if you watched any type of PTI, pardon the interruption, on ESPN, they play a little game where they have masks of people's faces, and they say, "Who am I?" And they take it and they put it in front of their face, and they interview them as that person. So tonight, I'm the guinea pig, where I'm going to be on the podium, and I have people out in the newsroom, or the press, excuse me, ask me questions. So, who am I?
You are Magic Johnson, Jared.
Oh, great.
All right. I'll start with some questions. Magic, over here.
Yeah.
What won't you do for LeBron?
Well,
you have to talk like him, too.
Michael Jackson.
That's Magic. That's Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson, not Magic Johnson. I don't know how Magic Johnson sounds. But, okay, what won't I do for LeBron? I will not be Andy King for LeBron. I thought I'm saying LeBron weird. If you guys know who Andy King is from the...
You're Magic right now. Don't, like, explain to me.
Okay.
Keep going.
Well, I'm not going to do any Fyre Festival Andy King stuff for LeBron.
I do know who Andy King. That's Andy. Andy.
Oh, yes.
I do know Andy King. Yes, now.
Okay.
White hair.
Yeah. The only thing like LeBron can't do is he can't take all that cash that I have stored in my room that's keeping me alive for this many years. So he, LeBron can basically, that's the reason that he's came to LA to be part of the Lakers, to be part of the legacy I'm trying to build here. And I'm the first mogul, and he's just trying to figure out how to be a mogul like me and probably own a team one of his days. Like, I
right, just
the
answer the question, Magic.
Magic, over here, over here,
Hey, you don't tell me how to run my...
Hey, Magic, when you trade for a player, do they have to be HIV positive?
Negative. That's a negative. Next question.
Magic, is the cure for AIDS magic?
No, it's actually science. Next question.
Oh, Magic, follow-up question to that one.
You won't tell us because a magician never reveals his tricks?
I did not cure myself, so I don't know how that applies.
Magic. Have your aids affected...
Can we talk about basketball, please?
This is about basketball, I promise you. Okay. Well, let me finish the question. Have your aides affected your decision process on getting more men for LeBron to, quote-unquote, play with him?
Are you inciting that the reason I have aides...
Inciting, or I don't know what that word means, but insinuating.
Yeah, insinuating that the reason I have aides is because of other men?
I didn't say that.
No, it's actually because I laid with many, 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 many women, and I didn't...
You don't have to brag, Magic.
That was
Magic,
not the best question.
Next question. Yeah. Do you think you would be able to survive in today's NBA, or would you just be Ben Simmons?
No, I would definitely survive in today's NBA.
But you can't shoot, Magic.
Yes, I can. Check out my field goal percentage in the late 80s. I didn't have a shot to start, and I really developed a okay shot. I could shoot a little bit, like maybe 5% better than Draymond Green.
Now, Magic, we all know that Larry Bird was much, much better than you, and we know that he's basically reincarnated in Luka Doncic. Why haven't you gone over Luka yet?
Well, Larry, to answer your question...
Larry, I'm not Larry. Larry Bird.
That's definitely Larry Bird's question. Luka Doncic is a flash in the pan right now, where teams really don't know how to guard him. He's got the James Harden step back. I think that will be taken away. And they're going to start calling that travels maybe in the next 4 years. But LeBron is who we're building our team around right now, and that's who I'm worried about. I'm not worried about any Luka thing. He's not even an all-star, so.
He is.
No, he didn't make the all-star team.
Magic, last question for me.
Damn.
If you were LeBron's teammate, would he trade you?
What year am I playing?
Your hesitation answers my question. Thanks, Magic.
Thank you, Magic.
What year am I playing that? He'd definitely trade me in the 90s. In the 80s? No, I'd be trading him.
Really?
Ooh. Well, yeah.
So would you say you're better than LeBron?
In my peak, yeah.
Wow. All right, you're going record to say that, Magic?
This is the record. All
right.
Thanks,
who,
Magic.
Who would bring the ball up the court in the fourth quarter? You or LeBron, if you were teammates?
It'd definitely be me, because then he'd get open and I'd get him the best shot.
Agree to disagree.
Who would take the last shot?
LeBron.
All right. That's all I have, Magic. Thank you.
I just want to say one more thing about you guys.
We're not asking questions. We're not
this
asking
is my
questions.
Press conference.
No more questions.
I got NBA Finals MVP as a center. I don't think LeBron has changed positions ever.
Magic, that was only one game. You didn't play the center the entire series.
Series, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
One game.
I believe it was
one game. He got hurt. And then
the whole series.
They secured the last game by you playing center. You should know your own history.
I believe I do know the history.
Look it up.
Let's look it up. All right. So, Joel, I'm not Magic Johnson anymore. This is Jared. And, Joel, you definitely won that argument. It was just one game.
Yep.
Thought it was a series.
Very important game. He was a rookie. He was amazing.
Right.
Kareem got hurt for
Yes. You're right. Okay. That goes to our next segment, Falling. Joel, so what's fallen?
NCAA basketball. I don't even want to hit on the girls, but UConn women aren't even ranked number one, so I don't even know what's going on there. Men's basketball today.
What?
Usually you start with women?
It's NCAA basketball. I include women in
how men. High was it? In order for it to be fallen, you'd feel like it'd have to be a...
Well, like, I don't even know what's going on in NCAA basketball for the women. Usually it's like UConn's number one. You know, and then it's whatever. But now it's like, now I don't even know who's number one. I don't even know who's
number one. Why do you care who's number one?
I'm just saying NCAA basketball is, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm saying NCAA basketball is falling. Also, today, NC State, who's ranked in the top 25, scored 24 points in a game.
Mm-hmm.
How are you playing competitive basketball?
NCAA women
and you're ranked,
is back.
And you're ranked, and you don't score 24 points. James Harden scores 24 points in a quarter. That is the most boring thing to watch of all time.
Yes.
And today I was watching Virginia, and I know Virginia plays a little bit differently. But a guy wide open for three just airballs it. I was like, I can do that in my pickup games. I don't know why people would pay money to go watch kids play terrible basketball. And you look at these prices for these games, it's insane. So NCAA basketball on the decline. Falling.
That's the name of our
inflation
segment here.
Because these prices are ridiculous.
Thomas, you said you're going to piggyback, so Tommy.
I mean, I have a subject.
Agree? Disagree?
I agree. I don't watch NCAA basketball for that very reason for the past couple years, only until March Madness, so.
Zion is a beast, though. I love Zion.
I still won't watch that.
Well, he's just so much better than everyone, so it's great to watch.
All right, fallen. Thing that's fallen for me are the anti-vaxxers.
Oof.
They've really taken a big hit right now with the measles outbreak. Not many good arguments they can make right now in regards to already the research that is debunked. But they believe it causes autism in regards to vaccinations. But that the chance of measles, which definitely can kill you. So anti-vaxxers are definitely fallen, and we can hope that they continue to fall. As this podcast, I believe, is a everyone's vaccinated here.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
all right. So we're a pro-vaccination podcast.
I saw a tweet.
I made it past 8 years old, so I was vaccinated.
I saw a tweet that said, "There's nothing like people who have been vaccinated arguing to not vaccinate their kids."
I guess I got a positive one.
No, this is fallen. Segment.
Nope, fallen. Falling. Strictly negative.
I'm
here,
just saying it's positive that it's fallen.
Oh.
Well, go on.
What's
fallen?
The pro-choice movement, because we had recently a trending.
I don't think that
the
they're
trending
because they just passed a law that.
Well,
made
okay,
more
yes, that's true. That's true. All right. Maybe we should rewind. However.
However, the segment's not called.
A lot
however.
Of trending stuff on the Twitter in the past couple days has been a Down syndrome
awareness because Ashton Kutcher.
No, a Down syndrome. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but it went viral about why he should be alive and him defending his life basically.
His life's worth living.
It's not really fun, so let's rewind right now.
That's all right.
Don't leave your chance.
Segment called However.
Yeah, your own chance. All right. That's our fallen segment. And that'll take us to our next segment, the top four rankings. All right, so our top four rankings segment here. We got our infield correspondent, David, on the line, who's joined us for every one of our top four segments. I believe, David, I think you won last time. In regards to the votes on Facebook, I think you had 3 votes. I voted for myself. I got 1. And I can't remember anybody else. But
I voted for myself, so.
Yeah,
I voted for
myself. Yeah.
I think I made my wife vote for me.
Yeah, I think you got another vote from, like, a Catherine Barrick, I believe. Something like that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She likes me.
Yeah. Shut up. She likes me. Right. Today's top four rankings, we're going to rank what
Study
to do
buddies.
On a snow day. We're having a lot of snow right now in Maryland, so at least in the past couple of weeks, and there may be more snow to come. So what are the top four activities to do on a snow day? David, since you won last time, we'll go snake draft. You go first.
Okay. Is this, like, for my life or, like, right now? Like, what I want to do right now?
Life.
What is the top thing you want to do on a snow day?
Okay, I guess number 1
will
go
sledding.
Sledding.
Yeah.
Sledding, yay.
All right. Joel, you're next.
When I was in high school, I would constantly say, not doing your homework the night before a snow day, and the thrill of getting the snow day was unbelievable. It would just be, I'm not going to do my homework, and then you didn't get it. And you had a snow day. It was amazing.
Did it ever happen where there wasn't a snow day? Did you mess that up?
Yeah, but it would never be like anything like I had. I'd like scramble and do it in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, it was whatever.
Okay. But. All right, Josiah.
Now, wait. Did you not do your homework, like, banking on having a snow
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's what he said.
If you don't do your homework, you won't have school. And it was a direct correspondent. It's the adrenaline rush right
yes,
there.
Yes, the thrill.
All right, my first pick is going to be watching the news the very morning. You never wake up as early as you do on a snow day
to
go watch the news and just read off the counties of who's closed, who has a two-hour delay. And
huge
for some reason, Cecil County, I still hate Cecil County.
It was Caroline.
Caroline County.
It was Caroline?
It was Caroline County.
Well,
Caroline.
Cecil always had off. Caroline was always just
because Caroline's way out there and it was right before Carol.
Okay, yeah, I guess it was Caroline.
It was Caroline.
I stand corrected.
And we'd be like,
because all right, we do all live in Carroll County, so Caroline County, they would be off, and then we wouldn't be off. We'd get a 2-hour delay.
Yeah.
But when we were off, that excitement, unmatched.
The bonding with your people in the room as well, like hugs, high fives.
Fist bumps, a lot of fist bumps.
It was like a game.
It was a game. It's very right.
Gambling.
All right, my turn. I got two. I got hot cocoa. Love drinking hot cocoa on a snow day. That's my top one of mine.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's pretty lame.
Then other one was instead of sledding, at least like it was bizarre thing to me on a snow day to walk out where where no cars are on the street and you can just walk on a street just down a road. I thought that was really cool.
That
just explore
cool.
streets. And even in a college town, there'd be no buses, no thing. You can just walk on the street, do whatever you want. I just really like that feeling. So, exploring streets.
Cool.
Josiah, back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got lost in the snake. My bad. My next one is going to be throwing snowballs at strangers. That was one of my favorite things to do in college.
Yeah. Oh, in college.
That's fine.
I didn't really do it as a kid, but at college, whenever I saw anybody walking to campus, I chucked a snowball at them. A couple of them, they just like look at you weird because they don't know how to react, and then you just laugh, and you just watch them just like, okay, they come to terms that they just got hit by a snowball, and then they just walk off. Nobody does anything, and I got a lot of personal enjoyment out of it. So,
good for you, man.
That's
good
mine.
For you.
It's my favorite thing to do. All
right. So I went to a college where it snowed a lot, and we wouldn't know if we would have a snow day or not half the time. And the college sort of caught on to what the kids would do when they found out there was a snow day. It'd be like a normal Friday, Saturday night. People would be drinking, parties, going crazy. So constantly checking online to see if, A, your teacher emailed you and said no class tomorrow because of snow, or the school just closed in general. So snow day activity for sure, checking online nonstop. One of your friends would go to the liquor store and buy it up for everyone because he had the truck and no one else could get out because it snowed so much. So just basically like bonding with everyone in your school, going like, we gotta have a snow day tomorrow. And you get prepared, and then you check online, and then as soon everyone's texting each other, no school, going nuts on social media. So I just missed that part where like the whole community would like party together when they heard there was
a community snow day
thing. Yeah.
Cool story, bro. All right, Dave, you got one?
Jared's ever experienced that. He just didn't go to school for 2 months after.
David, you're up.
My turn?
Yeah, you got two of them.
All right, two in a row. I guess my next one would be growing up, not being picked to shovel the sidewalk. And somebody else getting picked, and, you know, I just keep playing Xbox for
someone else got picked.
Russian roulette.
That's what it was.
All right, good. That's your second one. You got
shovel.
A third one?
His favorite thing to do.
I guess it would be when we got that huge blizzard a few years ago now. I started a tradition with my then fiance of watching through the entire series of Harry Potter when we got snowed in. So ever since we've been snowed in, ever since then, that's what we've done. So I guess that would be my third choice.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Joel, you're up.
My last, is that my last one? Well, one of my other ones was, I love, for some reason, jumping into giant snow, like mountains, basically. So giant snow piles. I remember we had a blizzard and we could jump off our little balcony just into the yard. And so I was obsessed with that. And then in college, the snowplow actually built up their mountain of snow. They put all the snow right under my window, and it was on the second level. And so I could run and jump out of my window and land safely into snow. And ever since then, I would try to do it as much as possible. It was a blast. Being able to just jump from a high level and be safely landing in snow was my fun. Had a blast.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Just out of your room.
Yeah. My next one's going to have to be playing with my dog in the snow. I have a lot of enjoyment playing with especially in that blizzard when the dog's too short to really do anything and he's just making a little tunnel for himself. I find it hilarious. And, yeah, playing with your dog is always fun, but in the snow it's even more fun.
Yeah. All right, so I got two. In college, when it would be a snow day, it was just this is the craziest times because you don't have any responsibilities and just go do what the heck you wanted. And in those days, in my college experience, we would just, my buddies and I, if we got a snow day, we would go to other people's homes that we would know, and we would just start destroying their homes with snowballs until they got up and try to fight you back somewhat in the house. So, like, we had, like, kind of, like, house fights. So those were fun, at least for me, doing snowball fights back when my arm didn't hurt me from throwing. And my last one is basically, for some reason, even as an adult, if your work closes and says, we're done, no one's coming in today, like, okay, now you have, like, time to actually, like, do work around the house. You can get laundry done. You can get dishes done. Nope. It's a snow day. You're not doing any of that. So it's like a day where you just believe that all responsibilities should just go out the window and you just watch movies the whole time, like David said. So that whole aspect of being really lazy on a snow day is some of the best activities. So lazy snow day. All right. That's my four. Josiah, back to you.
Yeah, my next one's just spelling out words in the snow. Especially next to highways. That was always fun.
Are we talking about in the bathroom sense of spelling out words in this now?
No. Actually, giant words with my feet. I would spend hours trying to do this. I would go to... So our church is on... There's a hill right next to the highway. I would go out to that hill and just spell out some inappropriate things.
What would you spell?
On the church lawn, but...
What would you spell?
Or like penis and stuff like that.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea you did this.
I would just spell out things.
You know, David got suspended for like doing something like that.
He did, but...
I wrote something worse than that.
Yeah, you did write something worse than that. Alright, Joel, you're up.
Snow football. Snow football is the best because it doesn't hurt when you get tackled. And if you can play football and it doesn't hurt when you're falling to the ground, it's the best sport. So I just remember we'd play snow football and we would actually play tackle football that day and it wouldn't hurt and it was a blast. So,
yep, good one. David, you're last up.
Okay, Joel just took mine, but I guess playing on the trampoline when it snowed,
ooh.
Has that been taken?
No, it has not.
Yeah, I remember going out there when got a huge snow day and playing, I guess, I don't even remember what we played. We played slipping. Football on it?
Yeah, we play anything on it. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be my last one.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for joining us in the field out there grinding for the Step Back Jays for you know,
every day.
Not paid, unpaid intern, but we appreciate it.
Every day.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, see ya.
All right, so that leads us into our last segment of the night. Bad questions you get from girls. That's what I'm calling it. But you guys described it as funny conversations you would have with your girlfriends or spouses, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I got one.
right, go.
I'll start.
We told you that we didn't have any at the beginning of this, but
You told me you did. This was your idea.
It was my idea, but I said I didn't have anything in up in my head, and Joel said he didn't have anything either. Okay. But if you have one, go ahead.
All right. Well, if this segment is lacking, go to Scruter Magruder Facebook page. He has a whole thing where he's explaining football to a girlfriend. It is actually very funny. And this does F come along the football. We were watching Sunday night football game, and my wife turns to me and says, "Do the Cowboys and Redskins play each other because of the whole Cowboys and Indians thing?" So that question just was very funny to me, and a ridiculous statement by my wife that I still make fun of her for. Do you guys have anything like that?
Just like she thinks they're wearing capris, and it's like, no, those are football pants, like stuff like that. The punt, she cannot understand the punt until we were at an IHOP and I took out all of the butters and the creams for the coffee and I explained how field position works and it's really hard to explain, ball's in the air, they punted it, but why are the guys around the ball and they just don't pick it up? Like, it has to roll towards their end zone and all this stuff. It was good for me to like try to explain it to someone who has no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I had to use visual aids. So I'm out there with like the jellies, the butter, and the creams for the coffee, explaining the whole punt situation.
I'm glad we got it
stuff
down.
Stuff like that.
Does she have it now? Like, she's going to be able to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow and be like, oh yeah, I know why they punt.
Yes, she will. Fourth down, first downs. We finally got that a while ago.
Okay.
And it's a classic. Everyone tells a story. My wife thought that was the actual line on the field, the first down line.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they paint that every time. Someone goes out there and paints it.
He's really fast.
It's a classic one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so you got good. Me?
No, like I said, I don't have any.
It's just all your
story.
Idea.
Tell the story.
What? Oh. All right, well, this just happened today. This isn't really a good story, but still whatever. We were at TJ Maxx. We were picking, she was picking out an outfit for her to go try on in the dressing room. And there's this family of, I guess you'd call them Middle Easterners or Muslims, because they all got hijab. How do you say that? Hijabs? How do you say that?
The what?
The stuff that they put around their head and they wrap around their head. So they come. No, not a turban, because they're the women.
I don't know.
I think it's a hijab, but pronounced completely different.
It's a hijab. This is hilarious that you're going down this route.
So
explaining
that
it's a minority woman.
Kendra, it is a minority woman. It's actually a minority woman, probably, I want to say, her mother or sister, her husband, lined up in three, and then their child.
The way you're explaining this is terrible.
All right, so there's
is it the number three?
Reset. All right, reset. Okay. There's three Muslims standing in the front. Okay? if this is how you want to get.
I don't.
The Muslim child is behind Kendra, like, presenting what she had on from the dressing room. And the three Muslims are critiquing what she has on. Kendra.
Can you understand a word they're saying?
No, because they're speaking. Okay.
You don't know what language you're speaking. Why are you?
Don't even try if you don't know.
He's looking at me like for help. I'm not.
Kendra, pretty oblivious, just walked into the middle of them. Didn't see the little girl behind her showing her parents, and then turns to one of the Muslim women and just goes, "I have five things I'm trying to try on." And
she thought that woman was working there.
Yes. So it became an awkward encounter where I'm not working here. And so then Kendra turned to the right. The woman who's working it, standing behind a podium, pretty obvious that she's the one working it. And then was very rude to her from then. So Kendra was very upset trying on her clothes.
I'm sure.
So yes, that's how it went.
And then, I'm sure you just laughed at her.
I was just sitting in the back holding stuff, laughing the whole time.
No help, just that.
Why would I? Funny things are happening, are going on. I like to enjoy those moments. I'm not going to interrupt.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll close the segment with the Super Bowl tomorrow. How are you guys enjoying the Super Bowl?
I've tried not to even like listen to people talk about it.
Are you watching it by yourself?
I don't even know.
I don't have any plans yet. I just tag along to whatever she decides.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch the game. That's all I want to do.
I think I'm like most people, rooting for the Rams, expecting the Patriots.
Yeah. I'm going to a party tomorrow. I'm bringing... last year it worked out where I brought a prop sheet. So like all the people in the party all wrote down and put like $5 in and write down heads or tails, how many yards, how long is the national anthem going to be. And that was fun. We got to pay out at the end and people follow along. So I'm going to do that again. All right. Well, great. Well, Step Back Jays, we're hoping to do this a little bit more regularly. And hopefully on Thursdays where we'll be dropping some pods on the Fridays, most likely. So thanks for hanging with us. And everybody have a good night and a good week. You guys got anything?
See you guys.
Bye.